Welcome back. This is hour two of Spin Gold Speaks. Our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berg. He is a revisionist. His website is NaziGassings.com, and we will take calls after the next break at 877-488-5350. We do have a couple comments from our email listeners who use email to post their comments. This is from Joe, and he says, ulcerative colitis is becoming prevalent. I can assure you, if it is similar to typhus, a person can become emaciated very, very quickly. Holocaust survivors claim they could tell what nationalities were being cremated by the color of smoke coming from the chimneys, yet they don't mention cherry red corpses, unquote. And this is from Candy. And she says that yesterday that she was at a huge antique show in Texas. In one vendor's booth were memory scrapbooks of NSDAP soldiers. There were photos from boot camp all the way to the end of the war. She says that the vendor and I got to talking about related things, and he told me that he just moved back to the States after 20 years of living in Germany. Candy asked what he thought about the population of Jews in Germany right now, and he joked and he said maybe 12. He then told her that they were all exterminated during the war. This is how deep and disturbing the post-war propaganda goes. I chose not to discuss it and walked away. An hour later, I got into a discussion with a vendor who was open to the truth. I gave him RBN's website, your website, and the Barnes Review. Some people sense that they have been lied to, and some just go with what they've been told and never question it.
Well, that certainly is true. Let me say thank you to all of the people who email and who ask questions. I actually learn a great deal from the questions people put to me. Really, I'm not trying to be cute here. I really mean that. I learned an enormous amount from my debate with Mr. Muhlenkamp. I've learned from probably every question that anyone has ever put to me. Those questions inspire me to investigate my own thoughts more deeply, and usually I come out better in the process. So please ask some good questions in the latter part of this show.
Great. And we will take your calls after the next break in a couple of minutes. I mentioned this book that I was reading called Polish Atrocities Against the German Minority. I believe that's the title. But anyway, I do have a PDF file of that book. If anybody wants it, just email me at Deanna@Spingola.com, and I would be happy to send it to anybody who wants it.
Let me add a little bit on that subject. Poland as a country was used to bring about World War II. That is a very important subject that I haven't spent much time writing about, but it's enormously important. Various people, especially Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Churchill and a number of other people, wanted a war with Germany, but Hitler avoided war. He was a very clever negotiator. He sidestepped all kinds of threats and maneuvers to kind of force or provoke Germany into a war. But by the summer of 1939, the people who wanted war were more determined than ever and were making promises to Poland, to the Polish government, that if there was a war, they would benefit enormously. And that was their incentive to commit various acts of provocation and murder in order to bring the war about and to make it impossible for Hitler not to attack them out of a desire to save Germany.
All righty. We do need to go to a three-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berg. His website is NaziGassings.com, and we will take your calls at 877-488-5350. All righty. We were talking about some of the comments that and how you learn from people who ask questions, and I think that's a way that we all should be, that we should all be open to learning new things and actually reevaluating what we believe and why we believe it. I mean, there's so many things that we believe that are based entirely on hearsay, and yet we continue to believe these things.
Yes, I agree completely. Let me thank all your sponsors as well. I thanked you already, but your sponsors are helping a lot by making this program possible. Anyway, one of the important issues is Iran, of course. I suspect one of the main reasons for why we are threatening to attack Iran is because Ahmadinejad and other important leaders in Iran no longer believe in the Holocaust. The State Department and Hillary Clinton and the U.S. government doesn't come out and actually say that that's one of the reasons why they want to launch an attack on Iran, but I think it really is. And that is, I think, shocking if it's as true as I think it is. To wage a war on a country because it doesn't believe in a certain type of Jewish propaganda is just insane. But I'm afraid that's what we are living in or we're dealing with here with this possible war against Iran. And it's one of the reasons why I will not be voting for Mr. Romney. He seems to be very much like John McCain was years ago, when John McCain seemed to think it was perfectly all right to wage war for even 100 years in Afghanistan or remote places like that. Anyway, Holocaust propaganda is enormously important. It's doing a lot to make life very, very miserable all around the world, including here in the United States. Children are being given many, many hours of Holocaust propaganda indoctrination, which means they're spending less time doing math and basic things like reading and writing. And the consequences show all the time in the performance of American school children. So that's another consequence of Holocaust propaganda.
Sure, and actually, it's training children to feel guilty about something that never happened, because you know the Jews blame America for not stepping in and making the stop, and that is why the Americans are paying so much money. The taxpayers are funding these museums, and they shouldn't be funding. Well, it's religious dogma. The Holocaust is part of religious dogma, and they have certainly we're not supposed to favor one religion over another, but that is the case.
Right.
One of our chat room, somebody in the chat room said, can you or your guest cast light on the euthanasia program known after World War II as the Action, A-K-T-I-O-N-T-4, by the Allies? I don't know whether they're talking about Eisenhower's death camps or what they're talking about.
Well, I don't know exactly either. There was apparently a euthanasia program in Germany that was authorized by Hitler himself at the very time that World War II started, in September of 1939. Hitler sent out a letter saying that under the most carefully examined circumstances by medical doctors, euthanasia would be allowed of people who are hopelessly ill mentally or whatever. I can't recall the actual text, which of course was in German, but that was an authorization to allow euthanasia of people who were so mentally beyond hope that one could perhaps ease their suffering and the suffering of people who cared for them. Now, what can one say about that? I don't think it's the most terrible sort of thing to do at a time when you're sending hundreds of thousands of young men to fight and possibly die in war.
Well, first, I think that we need to verify whether or not that's true. Now, there is a gentleman who put something about this on his website in the last week. And, you know, you have to consider the source. You have to look at the source. Where did this information come from? Did it come out of the trials? Did it come out of Nuremberg? And if it came out of Nuremberg, what is the sources that they used? And I think that we really need to look at this more carefully. Closely.
I agree we should look at it more carefully. I'm inclined to believe that this actually occurred, and the numbers of people who were euthanized probably was in the thousands. In fact, I have a distant relative who was nearly euthanized, at least as far as my own family story is concerned. He was a Down syndrome child, and he was considered hopeless, and there was the possibility that he would be euthanized, but he never was. His brother was actually a member of the Waffen-SS and served the entire war in the Waffen-SS. His other brother actually was killed on the Polish front just several weeks before the war ended. Now, as terrible as that might seem, I don't think it is the a particularly great crime in the list of crimes that were actually committed during World War II. The odd thing about these T4 claims is that they claim that people were killed with carbon monoxide. That was the method that was supposedly used in Hadamar and possibly some other places to euthanize people. Well, it is just plain stupid to use carbon monoxide to euthanize people. The Germans, as everyone else had, were injections. One could easily inject people with
and for that reason, I really question where that came from. Given the fact that in this country, the Supreme Court sanctioned the murder, the slaughter of innocent children before they were born, I don't think anybody in this country really should be talking about, what is going on or might have gone on somewhere else when we don't even know the source of the information.
Right. Well, I agree with you generally, of course. In the United States, you do allow families to disconnect life support from people who are brain dead and things like that. It's not pleasant, but that's the kind of thing societies do in order to deal with birth.
Why do they accept it? Why do people accept this? In this book that I was talking about, we do have a caller. Why don't we go ahead and take the caller? Sunny?
Hi.
From Idaho. Welcome to the program. Hi.
Hi, sweetie. Thank you. You know, when we were talking a while ago about why people just won't accept the truth about the Holohoax, there's something about... something my husband used to say about intellectual honesty versus keep an open mind. I don't want an open mind because I don't want just anything coming in there. But intellectual honesty seems to be something that has completely left us in this country. We get emotionally invested in things that really have nothing to do with us personally. And for example, people in what we call the truth movement or the patriot movement or whatever, it's just so bizarre the way that they'll rail against Freemasonry, and then they'll turn around and say that the Catholic Church and the Vatican are at the top of the Illuminati and are the ones controlling everything and causing all of this havoc. That's right, straight out of the Freemasonry and the Jewish handbook. And yet they don't see that, the dichotomy there. And I just, I don't know, I get really frustrated with people who just, you put a black and white fact right in front of their eyes and they'll say, well, but I just don't believe it. You don't believe truth, you don't believe facts. There's just a turnoff, a disconnect there somewhere.
Right. I was listening to a doctor speak yesterday on a video, and he said that, and he was talking about American men, and he said American men have opinions. They rarely base those opinions on facts. But once they have an opinion, you cannot sway them no matter what you show them or what you say to them, because their opinions are like cement. I mean, they're solid.
Exactly. Well, that's all I had, dear. Thank you.
I generally agree with everything that was said. There is a kind of what I sometimes call a macho factor at work, where men will stick to a point of view and defend it very, very stubbornly for no other reason than that they're pride is somehow at stake. I came across this with regard to what I was trying to teach people about diesel exhaust, and I found a lot of men just resented the idea of me trying to tell them anything about diesel engines and diesel exhaust.
Okay, we do need to take a real quick break. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, and I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Frederick Paul Berg. He is a revisionist. His website is NaziGassings.com. Did you want to conclude some remarks? We do have some more callers. Did you want
to? All right, let's go to a caller if we can.
All right, let's take Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Just to start out, we're going to a war with Iran because that's the last country in the one world corporate central bank feudalism that isn't under control. But in more relevance to what you're talking about, I suggest you look up the word cognitive dissidence. Basically, man in his quote-unquote intelligence has to, if he's in the worst part of the tribal territorialism or herd mentality, has to have a leader and he has to justify what he's doing. And if you talk people into going to war, you have to do a lot of justifying. And then after, quote-unquote, you've done that, and every country does this, they always have call in God being on their side and legitimize their call to war, but in reality there's nothing there. And if you want to know the big cognitive dissonance, how do we justify belief in a God when our science now can point out to a lot of physiological and psychological aspects of things that don't require a God?
Well, I'm not a believer in God, so I tend to agree with everything you've said. But people want to believe in God, and how can one stop people from believing something they want to believe in? In a way, I've thought about this a bit. I think people need a God, perhaps, or a belief in some sort of God to provide justice and meaning to lives that are perhaps totally devoid of meaning. So there is a psychological problem that makes, I think, belief in God quite necessary for people. I'm not one of those people who believe in God at all. In fact, I think religions are basically a kind of escape. And although I was raised as a Christian, I see absolutely no merit in the Christian message whatsoever. I often tell people that, you know, anybody who believes that by munching on the body of Jesus or drinking his blood, they're getting some kind of benefit, should really be put into a mental hospital.
Fritz, a while ago you said that you told God that he could strike you dead if you were not telling the truth about the Holocaust. So you've got to make up your mind. Either you do or you don't believe it.
Well, I'm not worried about a God striking me dead because there is no God. I'm not too worried about that.
Okay.
So I'm safe ground. But, you know, I don't know everything. Maybe there isn't such a creature out there. I'm quite sure that there are creatures in this universe who are vastly superior to our miserable species. And if they're watching, someone among them may decide that Fritz Berg is some sort of monster who should be wiped out for saying such terrible things. I can't rule that out at all either. But I'm not worried about God striking me dead for calling the Holocaust a hoax.
Okay.
I have to admire clear thinking. And then I bring in a couple other points. You have to study the herd mentality and then explore the Milgram shock experiments or Stanford prison experiments. You find people are looking for this authoritative figure. They're willing to follow it because that takes away responsibility from their own actions. And that's the central theme in most of behavior patterns. So, you know, take a look at that cognitive dissonance and the Milgram shock experiments or Stanford prison experiments. And you get a bad view of exactly how men are motivated.
Go ahead.
I agree with you completely. I think I know about those Milgram, I'm not sure that's the right word, Milgram experiments where people were tested as to willingness to carry out horrible orders. There's also another important psychological fact or theory, the Stockholm syndrome. And that is very much at work in Germany today among the Germans. They go along with their tormentors. The tormentors, their torturers, say this or that, and the victim tends to go along with whatever their oppressor is saying. To a certain extent, it's done out of, you know, safety or a desire just to survive, but it's very real, and that accounts for a lot of the insanity, the absolute total widespread insanity that exists in Germany today.
Yeah, exactly. That's the key point, and that's the herd mentality, and that's why I have a little disagreement with Deanna that we're not overcrowded as far as our population considerations. And like I pointed out, it's not the number of people, it's the interaction between the groups of people and how densely populated they are.
Have you ever traveled across this country in a car and seen all the vast amount of property?
I have.
I mean, there's a lot of empty spaces there, even in China. When I was in China, I mean, there were...
Yeah, but here's the question. Why aren't people in those spaces?
Well, a lot of people tend to gather in urban areas.
That is due to
the industrialization of the country.
That's the herd mentality. And when you get people in those spaces...
Well, I think a lot of people, because of the Industrial Revolution, left the farms and have gone to the cities. I mean, it's not always something that they decided to do as part of the herd, but because of the circumstances. We do have to go to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dolton.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berg. He is a revisionist. His website is nazigassings.com. If you'd like to call in with a question or comment, that number is 877-488-5350. And Richard, I believe, is still on the line, and he mentioned Milgram, who actually performed this project at Yale University and produced a remarkable book called Obedience to Authority. And we all seem to be to kowtow to authority. And he asked a simple question: how far would ordinary Americans go in inflicting serious harm on a perfectly innocent stranger if they were told to do so by an authority figure? And I think a lot of people would. Richard, did you have another question? I believe also that Buckminster Fuller has done exhaustive studies on the overpopulation theory, and I believe that is something that was promoted to reduce reproduction, the same as vegan diets, which also have the same kind of response. When people go on these vegan diets, these vegetarian diets, they tend not to reproduce. And of course, homosexuality. So if you look at these three things, these three factors, you have to question, the source of your information or why you're promoting it.
I totally support you in that, and thank you for saying that. That's why I'm a totally against this vegetarian indoctrination that we're receiving, because it has no biological or physiological reality whatsoever. But I would suggest that there's two things in operation by these powers that be that are really trying to control us. The first one is ethnic-oriented depopulation. You can see that constantly with the wars. And second, it's asset reallocation. And they're trying to husband all of the assets of value of the world that they think is theirs. And the way you can see how they're trying to gain control in this herd mentality, you can study the killing of the alpha male in front of the herd. Look at the situations. Nicholas in Russia, you've had a show on that. Nasser and Anwar Sadat in Egypt. Lincoln, Martin Luther King, JFK, RFK in the United States, Gandhi in India, Aquino in the Philippines, Rabin in Israel, Bhutto in Pakistan. Essentially, they take control by destroying the leaders if they don't have the leader they want. And you can see this over and over again, and we're in that same situation now. We're going to have two, I will use the word kindly, idiots that are going to be our leaders to be controlled for the herd. And, you know, it goes on and on. And why we buy into this, I guess it's probably the Stockholm Syndrome over and over again, as your guest pointed out. So, I don't know. I just sit back and watch the whole thing, because it's kind of stimulating, I guess would be the word.
Okay.
Well,
can I add something?
Sure. Go ahead, Fritz.
The Milgram experiments, as I understand them, I'm no expert on this subject, but I think those experiments are very, very important, especially today with the use of drones in warfare. Right now you have people sitting in places in like Huachuca in southern Arizona in front of computer terminals far, far removed from any battlefield in Afghanistan or anywhere. And they're basically looking at what some drone is showing them through electronic connections over many, many thousands and thousands of miles. And then on the basis of what the soldier or programmer has been programmed into believing, an order, electronic order, is given to kill something on the ground. That is very much like, I think, the Milgram experiments, where a person rather blindly is told, oh yeah, this guy should be given 100 volts of current at this point or whatever. Today, the detachment that we have between the killer and the victim is so much greater. It used to be soldiers would see their opponents in the battlefield and decide, okay, should I pull the trigger? Should I kill this guy or try to kill this guy? It involved a kind of human decision. But today, we are becoming like just carefully programmed automatons, and I think that makes for a much, much more dangerous world, a horrible world, and it's coming to the United States as well. Not from an external enemy, but from our own government. We're going to have drones and probably have drones flying over our own cities right now, watching everything that goes on the ground, and decisions are being made to inflict pain or some kind of punishment on people who are very far removed from us. It's a very dangerous world we're moving into.
Exactly. This is the two-edged sword of technology, and this is what happened in World War II. We now have bombers, and their detachment is the fact that they're just dropping things on the countryside. They never really see what those bombs do, and then if those happen to be atomic bombs, they can wipe out almost a total country, Japan. And essentially, they don't take any personal responsibility. They're doing just what they were ordered to do, and the alpha leader or the alpha person takes the responsibility, even though most of the people that get to the alpha leader status are totally psychopathic and totally have an agenda that is not constructive to the humanity and all of the people.
All righty. Well, we do need to get back to the Holocaust because we do have some email questions about the Holocaust. Thank you so much, Richard, for your input and your call. This is from George. Fritz mentions that no autopsies were performed which determined the cause of death as gassing. Is he referring to autopsies done by Germans or Allies? And you did mention that Dr. Lindsay was one of
it was Dr. Charles P. Larson.
Larson.
He was in the medical branch of the United States Army. He was assigned to perform autopsies for the United States Army War Crimes Branch, which at that time was based in the Dachau concentration camp. And he was an American doctor, American military officer, American medical officer. I'm sure there were British medical officers also who were examining bodies, but we don't know about them. I think that's all been very carefully covered up because it wouldn't serve the purposes of the hoaxers. But I'm talking, to answer your question, about American or British or French or any Western Allied officers.
Right. Now, George also wants to know, where were the bodies for the autopsies supposed to come from? After all, the line is that the gas bodies were burned, so they wouldn't be available for an autopsy. Also, all the killing was allegedly done in camps, which were in the Soviet zone. So, do you know about the Soviet records of bodies and autopsies?
For the Soviets, we don't have any records either of autopsies at Auschwitz or, as far as I know, any of the other camps. Oddly enough, though, the Soviets were claiming to have made autopsies on victims of gas vans in 1943 in connection with Soviet trials in Krasnodar and Kharkov. There they claimed that there were autopsies, and interestingly enough, they claimed that the bodies were red. But those trials were so ridiculous that they have never really been taken seriously in the West. They were not taken seriously at the time of the Nuremberg trials, and for good reason. I won't go into it here. I think it's too lengthy, but it was fairly obvious that those trials, the big Krasnodar trial and the Kharkov trial, were basically sham trials. Western observers were not ever allowed to look at any of the bodies. The Soviets were responding to the German Katyn massacre revelations from April of that same year. And in those German exhumations of Polish officers who were murdered by the KGB, international observers were encouraged and invited and present, including Polish public officials and bishops and medical officers and so forth. And even two American military officers who were prisoners of the Germans were present at Katyn. But nothing even remotely comparable to that was the case with regard to the Krasnodar and Kharkov trials. But to answer your question specifically, there were autopsies supposedly performed in connection with those trials. But for Auschwitz, nothing, not even by the Soviets. Okay, now, I hope that answers your question, at least partially.
Yes, and it's interesting, in Eisenhower's no, it wasn't Eisenhower because he had the death camps. But in Churchill's history, he doesn't mention anything at all about the Holocaust or death camps or crematorias or gassings or anything.
Right. There are all kinds of strange features to this Holocaust story. For example, there was a big Bergen-Belsen show trial conducted by the British. And the commandant of Bergen-Belsen at the end of the war was on trial and eventually executed for supposedly committing terrible crimes. But most of the charges, and the most serious charges by far, had nothing to do with anything Joseph Kramer had done at Bergen-Belsen or Dr. Fritz Klein had supposedly done at Bergen-Belsen. They were basically convicted for crimes they had supposedly committed in Auschwitz months earlier, many, many months earlier. Now, the British based their charges and conviction ultimately on what had supposedly been committed at a camp to which their own prosecutors and their own staff had no access. It's a very, very strange kind of story. But that is the story we essentially have to live with today. Joseph Gray was supposedly convicted of gassings, not at Bergen-Belsen, but at Auschwitz, okay? And this is the crazy part of the whole story. You would think the British would have confined their prosecution to crimes which had supposedly been committed in Bergen-Belsen. That would have been the decent, proper way to do it. But they essentially convicted Kramer and others for crimes that occurred supposedly in places where they did not even have access.
Interesting. And they were talked about by Ilya, what's his name, the great propagandist in the Soviet Union.
I can't think of his last name.
But he talked about this in 1944, before the Russians ever so-called liberated Auschwitz.
Right.
So,
the gassing stories from the Soviet point of view really began in 43, as far as I can tell, in those Krasnodar and Kharkov trials. And they were an absolute sham. The only person who I've ever come across who took those trials seriously was Roberto Muhlenkamp. He refers to those trials again and again for evidence and whatnot on his discussions on Kodo and not on Kodo, but on Rodo. And it's just absolutely disgraceful.
Right. It was Ehrenberg, Ilya Ehrenberg.
Right.
Okay, here's another question. This is from Joe. Is Mr. Berg familiar with the website Holocaust Denial Videos at onethirdoftheholocaust.com? And there's a video series on Treblinka, Buchenwald, and Nazi shrunken heads. Is this the site? He said, this is the site that I use to as a primer for those who still believe in the Holocaust. People are reluctant to read, but will watch videos. And I believe that Joe's right.
Yes, I have a link to that website and to that video on my website, and it's enormously useful and effective. And I wish I could make such good videos. I wish I could make any videos at all. I would certainly try to make videos like that. I am familiar with those videos, so.
Good. Okay, Bob says, about 35 years ago, there was little or no mention of a Stockholm syndrome. It was then called the Bruno Bettelheim syndrome and related directly to monster criminal Jews in the camps who are reflected today in the Russian Jewish mafia, similar to the Dons in Little Italy.
Well, that may be true. I don't know enough about psychology to talk about that. But Bruno Bettelheim was a fraud, as many people may know. Viktor Frankl was another Jewish psychiatrist from Vienna who I think exposed himself as a serious Holocaust liar also in recent years. And there is a very interesting essay, and well, more than one essay now, that are linked from my website. It's a very fascinating story. Viktor Frankl was actually kept alive by the Germans. He was not exterminated at all. And yet he talked about his Holocaust experiences in German concentration camps as if it was something quite different. In fact, he lied, as so many of these people invariably do.
Right. All right, let's take another call. Let's take Nick in Hawaii. Welcome to the program, Nick.
Good morning, Deanna. Good morning. I wondered if you guys could speak to the issue of when the claims for gassings inside Germany ended and what it was to put an end to those tales. Because there's plenty of testimony that there were gas chambers in Germany, but that's no longer attempted.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know exactly when it ended, but it does seem that it ended about 1961 with a statement from the scholar at the Institut für Zeitgeschichte, the Institute for Contemporary History in Munich. The name escapes me, but it seems that in 1961 he made a statement saying that no one had been gassed in Dachau or in any other camps in Germany, that the gassings occurred to the east. I'm not sure about the exact wording, but that basically is when the Dachau gas chamber story ended. And today, you can go to Dachau and they'll tell you in no uncertain terms that no one was actually gassed to death here in Dachau. The gas chamber was never actually used.
All righty, we do have to go to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Thank you, Nick.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey, folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
It has been Friedrich Paul Berg. His website is NaziGassings.com. And we do have another caller. Let's really quickly take Lisa from Texas. Lisa,
Hi.
Welcome to the program.
Yes, I will quickly tell you. We were over in Europe. We just got back, my husband and I, and I just wanted to share quickly our experience. You know, the Holocaust museums are not the only place where the, you know, Holocaust propaganda is is rolled out. My husband wanted to go to the Normandy, the beaches and the museum, and the big museum is in Caen, France. And we went there and we watched this movie to start out with. It was a split screen with the evil Germans on the right and the, the Allies on the left. And it was, it upset me so much. I cried through the whole thing. And the main reason is because there was a whole group of German high school students sitting in front of us having to watch that. And the entire museum was a criminalization of all things German, and I had a feeling it was going to be that way, but actually experiencing that museum, it really saddened me, and it made me realize why Germans and so forth are under the Stockholm Syndrome. So I just wanted to let you know my firsthand experience regarding how Europe is just completely caught in that snare, and I got to experience that firsthand, so...
Thank you so much for your call.
I have one question really quickly for your guest. What is the best point in which to start when you're trying to help people awaken to the hoax? It's a powerful subject. It's touchy, and I try to be careful with how I start trying to educate people, because it can really backfire if you don't approach it correctly. So I'd love some advice on that.
Well, one quick way to get to the issue is to ask people, why are there so many Holocaust survivors? I mean, many of these people, like Elie Wiesel, were in German concentration camps for a lengthy period of time. Elie Wiesel was in German concentration camps for at least a year. He was obviously not exterminated. And he is not alone. There are still today literally hundreds of thousands of Jewish Holocaust survivors alive in the world, in Israel, in the United States, elsewhere. But the numbers are just enormous. These are all people who were definitely not exterminated. On the contrary, they were kept alive by the Germans. They were fed and clothed, given medical care, given shelter, given food and drink and so forth throughout their period of stay in German concentration camps. They were kept alive by the Germans. And that applies to all of these so-called Holocaust survivors who go to public schools or wherever indoctrinating children. How could they possibly have survived if the Germans were out to exterminate them? It's ridiculous. But people are thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly brainwashed by the government, by the Jewish community, by the ADL, et cetera, et cetera. Let me give you another example.
Well, we've run out of time.
Okay.
But I think your 14 points is a good starting place.
Okay, great. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, look at my website. Right.
All righty. Thank you so much for being on the program today, Fritz.
All right. Thank you for having me.
All righty. Take care, and we'll talk soon.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.